From 1 Corinthians and Mark 12, Jesus' resurrection, our future resurrection, and death, the last enemy, is swallowed up. This gospel from Mark comes on the tail end of a conversation Jesus is having with the Sadducees about heaven. They ask about a woman after being married to seven brothers that all die. They want to know to whom she will be married in heaven. You see, the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection of the dead. Jesus has an interesting response, according to Mark. Jesus said to them, "Is not this the reason you are wrong, that you know neither the Scripture nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven." The question we seem to have is, what happens when we die? Paul tells us about the resurrection. The power of God is challenged by the Sadducees in this story, but the power of God is often questioned by us as well. Can God really raise us from the dead? Chapter 15, Paul says, "If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. But because Christ was raised, we too have received the resurrection of Jesus." The gospel is a story of God's ongoing story of life, including the life after death, the resurrection. Because Christ is raised, what is the discussion? If he is not, then we who believe are to be pitied. But Paul says, indeed, Christ did raise. But Paul says, indeed, Christ did raise from the grave and does live. The resurrection is for Christ and for us who believed. God came to triumph over death. God's victory over death and the grave is for God's people. We will be transformed according to Paul's mystery revealed in this letter to the church in Corinth. We are all one in Christ because of his resurrection, and we will rise with Christ. It is not a question of when we rise, but that we will be raised. Our faith teaches us to trust in the truth of our fathers. It is God's love that raised Christ, and in that same love, God promises to raise us to himself. We will be raised, and our body will be transformed into a heavenly body, imperishable and eternal. The body of Christ was not revived, but resurrected, renewed, and made into a heavenly body by the love of God. We will be raised imperishable and like the angels in heaven. As faithful Christians, we want to know when this will happen, and not if it happens. And Mark says, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at the cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. When is not important. What is important is we keep awake." Paul saw the resurrected Christ. Jesus appeared to many people to assure us of the resurrection. It will not be me that is pitied on the last day, but all those who do not believe. Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die, but we will all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the saying that is written will be fulfilled: death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord. We will be raised, we will have bodies like angels, and we will live forever because God has opened the gate of salvation for all in Jesus Christ. Tell the story to your children. The good news is Jesus is alive. Alleluia. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of the resurrection, you died and were raised so that ultimately death would not prevail. Remind us daily that sin and even death have no power over us. You, Lord, have opened a gate in Jesus. Amen.